在人生很多的时候不要往后看，这是一句名言。
Oftentimes, it's better not to look back. This is a famous proverb.
在主耶稣曾经说福泽里往后看的，这个不配进神的国。
Lord Jesus once said that those who has his hand to the plow and looks back is undeserving of going to the kingdom of heaven.
天使救罗德他们一家人出索多玛城。
The angels brought the family of Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
也是给他们吩咐说不要回头看。
Also instructed them not to look back.
以色列人出埃及之后，神叫他们不要再回埃及。
After the Israelites left Egypt, God told them not to look back to Egypt.
在生活当中，我想这样的例子非常的多。
And there are many other such examples in our life.
很多时候不要往后看这是一个重要的提醒。
It's a very important reminder for us not to look back.
因为过去的有些事情它会占据着你，会控制着你。
For there are certain things in the past that would take possession of us.
而事实上，我们又不需要被过去的事情来控制我们。
But in reality, we don't need to be encumbered by the things of our past.
有人生活在过去里头，所以他就一直生活在沮丧跟失败里头。
There are some people who continue to live in the past and dwell on their failures.
我想特别有几个项目，我们今天晚上一起来做提醒。
And there, especially in certain respects, we will mention tonight.
第一个，我们不要往后看那些已经被赦免的过患。
Number one is we should not look back to the sins that have already been forgiven.
作为一个基督徒，我们从圣经的教导，我们总是知道什么是对，什么是不对。
As a Christian, we've often been taught in the teaching of God, so we know what is right, what is wrong.
我们也知道对，不等于说我们已经做对的事情。
And we also understand that just because we know what is right doesn't mean we have already done what is right.
所以在生活当中，我们常常或者难免会有一些过患、过错。
So there are times in our life where we will do something wrong.
也因为这样子，我们需要常常来借着道理，我们来反省自己，在神的面前来承认我们的过患。
And for this reason, we ought to often reflect on the words of God to examine what we have done wrong.
主耶稣为我们成为中保他来让我们能够得着赦免。
Lord Jesus Christ has become a mediator into this world so that our sins will be redeemed.
其实在旧约的这些古圣徒他们已经有这样的认识，常常也存着这样的感谢。
And the saints in the Old Testament already had this recognition and also appreciation.
请看诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇第三节。
Psalm 103 verse 3。
第三节，因为第三节，他赦免你一切的罪孽，医治你一切的疾病。
He forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.
神赦免我们，医治我们。
God forgives us and heals us.
有时候人的过患让人的身体生病，让人的生活有病态。
Sometimes because of our transgressions, disease or illness will happen in our life.
那没有得到赦免，就没有办法得到医治。
And if our sins are not forgiven, our sicknesses will not be cured.
神愿意来医治我们，所以他赦免我们。
God is more than happy to heal us, therefore he is willing to forgive us.
十二节
Verse 12.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过患离我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far as he remove our transgressions from us.
我们的神之所以这么的伟大，这么的好。
The reason,
在这里。
This is the reason why God is so almighty and awesome.
他不但赦免我们，他也让我们能够离开过患。
He not only saves us, but he delivers us from our transgressions.
所以我们就不要再去回头看那个已经被赦免的过犯。
For this reason, we should not look back upon the sins we have committed in the past.
虽然保罗他常常向人见证说他过去是一个罪魁。
And even though Paul often witnessed to others that he's been the chief of all sinners.
但是保罗他没有活在过去的过犯里头。
But Paul did not continue to live in his sins.
他那个只是在见证我是一个罪魁 我也是能够蒙神赦免我能够离开我过去的错误。
He was merely testifying that once he was a sinner, and now he was able to depart from a life of sin.
所以我们过去会是有过犯的。
In the past, we may live a life of sin.
我们不用，神已经赦免我们，我们不要再自己不赦免自己。
But since God has already forgiven us, we should not go without forgiving ourselves.
我们有时候对别人的事情总是记得特别清楚。
There are times, oftentimes we remember other people's mistakes more deeply than others.
对别人的软弱，对别人的过患，我们总是记得很清楚。
And we are very impressionable by others' weaknesses or mistakes.
有时候我们会在一个人身上好像给他贴上一个标签。
And it would be as though we have labeled that particular person.
这是人啊，但是神啊，他并没有给我们贴上一个标签。
This is a human standard, but God did not place a label upon us.
所以我们不要回头去看已经被赦免的过患。
So we should not look back upon the sins we have done.
不需要因为别人认为我们是怎样，我们就一直是一个那么不好的人。
Don't continue to live under the labeling of others.
或许我们的家庭被贴上一个标签。
Perhaps our family has been labeled in a certain way.
可能我们家里的某一个人被贴上一个不好的标签。
Maybe a certain individual in our family has been labeled a black sheep.
但是我们不需要，我们的生活，我们真正的生活里头，我们不需要带着这一个标签。
But in our real life, we should not have to carry this label around.
因为主耶稣他要医治我们，他已经赦免我们。
Because Lord Jesus wants to heal us, and He has already forgiven us.
而且主耶稣要帮助我们，远远的来离开这些过患。
And furthermore, He wants to remove us far away from our transgressions.
我们不要再去看那个使我们失败的事情。
Let's not dwell upon the things that caused us to stumble in the past.
请看《传道书》第七章。
Turn to. Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章十四节。
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 14.
十四节，易亨通的日子你当喜乐，遭患难的日子你当思想，因为神使这两样并列，为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事。
When times are good, be happy, but when times are bad, consider.God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, a man cannot discover anything about his future.
这里告诉我们，在人的生活里头，本来就是会有成功，本来就是会有失败。
It tells us here that in our life, we will have our shares of success and failures.
不会有一个人他总是成功，没有失败过。
There is not one single individual who will always experience success without any failures.
而我们也不会永远是失败的，没有成功过。
And also, we will not continue to live in failures and never experience any success.
在每个人的生活里头，总是会有那失败不成功的经验。
All of us have experienced downfall at one time or another.
我们不要再回头去看那个让我们失败的事情。
But we should not look back and dwell upon our past failures.
当然，我们都很怕失败。
Of course, all of us are afraid of mistakes or failures.
但是除非我们什么事情都不做，我们才可以避免失败。
But unless we never do anything in our life,
什么事情,
then we will not experience failure.
是，那什么事情都不做本身就是一个失败。
But if we don't do anything in our life, that in and of itself is already a failure.
因为什么事情都不做，你就是一个不求进步的人。
If we don't do anything with our life, we are one who never pursues for improvement.
只要我们 努力的在过生活，难免会有失败的时候。
As long as we have a heart to improve ourselves, there will be times when we stumble.
啊，但是我们的神给我们很大的肯定跟安慰。
But our God has given us great confirmation and encouragement.
请看诗篇三十七篇。
Turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇二十三节。
Psalm 37, verse 23.
二十三节，义人的脚步被神立定，他的道路主也喜爱。
The Lord delights in the man's way; he makes his steps firm.
啊，我们都努力的来成为一个义人。
We all try our very best to become a righteous man.
所以我们领受救恩，我们接受赦罪的洗礼。
Therefore, we receive the salvation and are baptized with the blood of redemption.
啊，我们被主耶稣的宝血所称义。
And through the blood of Christ, we have been justified.
啊，不但这样子，我们也照着主耶稣的教训，努力的来遵行。
Not only so, but we strive toward following the teachings of Christ.
啊，所以我们的道路总是得神喜爱的。
Therefore, the Lord delights in our way.
啊，所以我们很多的事情，神都看顾，神都保守。
And in many ways, God watches over us and protects us.
啊，二十四节。
Verse 24.
他虽失脚，也不至全身扑倒，因为主用手搀扶他。
Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand.
啊，一个义人他也会有失脚的时候。
There will be times even a righteous man will experience stumbling.
啊，一个义人在他的生活当，在他的日常，在他的生活当中，也有不顺利的时候，也有失败的时候。
Even a righteous man will taste a painful moment and hardship.
啊，但是神用他的啊，用他的手来搀扶着。
But the Lord will uphold him with his hand.
啊，神不会让我们完全的扑倒。
God will not allow us to be completely shattered.
啊，这是从诗篇里头我们得到的一个很大的肯定，很大的安慰。
This is a great confirmation and encouragement from the Book of Psalms.
啊，虽然在不顺利当中，我们要继续努力的来做一个义人。
Even though things are not going our way, but we still need to strive hard to be a righteous man.
那更重要的，我们不需要被一时的这个挫折失败啊，让我们永远成为一个失败者。
More importantly, we should not allow one single failure to condemn us to a life of failures.
为什么有人他一直是一个失败者？
Why is it that a person might live a life filled with failures?
啊，因为他离不开那个让他失败的事情。
Because he could not help himself to live away from his failures.
所以主耶稣说不要往后看。
Therefore, Lord Jesus tells us not to look back.
不要再去看那个让我们失败的事情。
Don't dwell upon the things that make us stumble.
我们请看马可福音第六章。
Turn to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音十六章
Mark 16
十六章第六节
Mark 16 verse 6
那少年人对他们说不要惊恐你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣他已经复活了不在这里请看安放他的地方
Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him.
主耶稣复活的那一个早上，有三个姐妹拿着香膏要去膏耶稣的尸体。
The morning that Lord Jesus Christ resurrected, there were three sisters who brought nards to anoint his body.
啊，天使告诉他们说，主耶稣已经复活了。
But the angel advised them that Lord Jesus has already risen. 啊，
主耶稣已经不在那个安放他的地方。
Lord Jesus Christ is no longer in the place where they laid him.
第七节
Verse 7.
你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说他在你们以先往加利利去在那里你要见他们正如他从前对你们、啊、所告诉你们的
But go, tell the disciples and Peter he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you.
啊、天使告诉他们去告诉门徒和彼得耶稣已经复活了
The angel told them to tell Peter and the disciples that Lord Jesus Christ has already risen.
难道彼得不是门徒里头的一个吗
Was not Peter one of the disciples?
啊，为什么天使说去告诉门徒和彼得？
Why did the angel specifically say, tell the disciples and Peter?
彼得正在失败当中。
For Peter was experiencing a moment of a failure.
主耶稣要赦免他的失败。
But Lord Jesus Christ wants to resolve him from his failures.
主耶稣不愿意彼得继续成为一个失败者。
Lord Jesus Christ does not wish Peter to remain as a failure.
所以这边特别提到说，叫彼也告诉彼得。
This is why it mentions here specifically to tell also Peter.
彼得还在看着，往后看他那一件失败的事情。
For Peter was still dwelling on his past mistakes.
主耶稣告诉他不要再去看那个让你失败的事情。
But Lord Jesus was telling him not to dwell upon his past failures.
主耶稣告诉他，我还是跟你同在。
He tells him further that I continue to abide with you.
主耶稣告诉他，你仍然跟我的伟大的事业有关。
He tells Peter that you're still related to my great father's business.
主耶稣说不要往后看。
Lord Jesus tells him not to look back.
这是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
请看传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 10.
第十节,不要说先前的日子强过如今的日子,是什么缘故呢?你这样问,不是出于智慧。
Do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such questions.
这里说,不要把过去的日子想得比实际上还要好。
The scripture says not to consider the old days to be better than the present.
我们会说为什么?
Why do we ask this?
这个传道书的作者说,如果我们这样子问,就没有智慧。
The author says, if we were to ask this kind of question, then it shows we have no wisdom.
我们人脑不是电脑。
Our human brains are not computer brains.
我们没有办法把过去的记忆把它洗掉,把它delete,把它去除掉。
It's impossible for us to erase from our human brain the past events and memories.
所以事实上,我们很多的时候会去想到过去的日子。
So oftentimes we will reflect upon our past.
我们不但会去想过去的日子,我们还常常把过去的日子把它美化了。
And not only think about the past, but we will beautify the past.
所以我们常常彼此说,先前的日子,
And we might have a false impression that the old days are much better than the present.
想想看是不是这样子呢?
And is that true?
我们是不是常常在觉得过去的日子比现在好?
Do we often think that the old days are better than the present?
以色列人出了埃及,
When the Israelites left Egypt,
他们本来就是一心一意的想要离开
Previously, they were all together in one heart, wishing to depart from that miserable place of Egypt.
但是在旷野路上,
But on their journey in the wilderness, they also encountered setbacks.
尤其是在这挫折的日子里头, 人更会美化过去的日子。
And in their days of frustration, they will think back and try to beautify the past.
所以他们向摩西来发怨言。
Therefore, they grumbled to Moses.
他们说了很多在埃及的好处。
They started recounting all the benefits they experienced in Egypt.
越说他们对现在越不满意。
The more they recounted, the more they were dissatisfied with the present.
结果他们不是在埋怨摩西,他们是在埋怨神。
So in fact, they were not grumbling to Moses, but grumbling to God.
过去的日子,他不会再回来。
The days that have been that have gone by will never return.
所以很容易被我们把它美化了。So
we have this false notion of beautifying the old days.
如果我们总是在看过去的日子,我们自己会被误导。
And if we constantly dwell on our past, we will be misled.
所以我们常常为了现在觉得非常的抱怨委屈。
And when we do that, we will start to grumble about our present and feel indignant.
就好像在旷野路上的这些以色列人，他们觉得很委屈，所以他们向摩西抱怨。
Just like the Israelites who were traveling in the wilderness, they felt that they were under persecution for something they did not do wrong. Therefore, they started to grumble.
是的，在旷野的路上是有艰难，是有一些的不顺利。
And it's true, in our journey of the wilderness, we will experience hardships and things that don't go our way.
但是其实重要的是把握着现在来追求胜利。
But the important thing is to seize the present and to attain victory.
要紧的是活在现在，让现在更充实。
The most important thing is to live in the present and to substantiate our lives.
要紧的是面对现在来求生存。
The important thing is to face our present and to seek survival.
要紧的是来突破现在，让我们有一个更光明的将来。
The important thing is to break through the present so we have a brighter future.
所以这种所谓的乡愁、怀旧常常是很不真实的，自己欺骗自己。
So oftentimes when we start reminiscing about the good old days, it's really just deceiving ourselves.
不但对现在不能带来改变，反而让自己活得更痛苦。
It doesn't improve our situation in any way, but makes our present life even more miserable.
或许真的我们有一个很美好、很伟大的过去。
Maybe we did in fact experience something great and awesome in the past.
但是伟大的将来，它一定胜过伟大的过去。
But the future success will overshadow the past glories.
因为那个伟大的将来才是真实的。
Because the glorious future will be more substantial.
就像英文赞美诗305所说的，那个过去的它已经渐渐的褪色了。
Just like the hymn we just sang in 305, what has passed is gradually fading away.
甚至啊，它已经对我们现在来讲，它已经不再是真实了。
And to us who live in the present, it's no longer a fact.
所以把过去想得比现在还要好，只是会让人更加的退缩。
If we start reminiscing and think about our good old days, it will make ourselves even more miserable.
这就是为什么以利亚他躲在洞里头。
This is the reason why Elijah hid himself in the cave.
他还在想，他过去是在为主耶，是在为神花这个心。
He was still thinking about how in the past he was mightily working for the Lord.
他不敢去面对着现在。
But he dared not to face his present.
所以他躲在洞里头，说在为神花这个心。
Therefore, he hid himself in the cave and proclaimed that he was being zealous for God.
主耶稣说，不要往后看。
Lord Jesus tells us not to look back.
我们不要看那个使我们痛苦的那些过去的冲突。
We should not look upon the conflicts in the past.
冲突总是带给人痛苦。
Because whenever there is conflict, it will bring us pain.
这又是让人记忆深刻的事情。
This is also something that's impressionable.
有时候我们谈起过去的冲突。
When we speak of the past conflicts,
有时候发现有人就觉得说那个冲突的人就在眼前。
And we would feel as though that person in the conflict is right in front of us.
他的声音、他的表情就不一样了。
And his manner and his voice will start to change.
那何必这样子呢？
And why do we do that to ourselves?
所以为什么受伤的时候需要擦上药膏，用纱布把它盖起来？
Why is it that when we scrape ourselves, we need to apply ointment and put some sort of band-aid on?
因为这样子那个伤口才会愈合。
In this way, our wounds will heal.
那如果我们总是去看过去的冲突，我们那个伤口就等于是没有包扎起来。
And if we continue to focus on the past conflicts, it will be as though our wound remains open and never healed.
一次的受伤，不要让它成为永远的受伤。
The wounds for one time should not continue to hurt us forever.
但是我们人总是很软弱，很奇怪，我们总是很常常让那个伤成为永远的伤。
But human beings have a funny way of remembering their past wounds and allowing that wound to haunt them for the rest of their life.
因为我们常常回头去看那个让我们痛苦的那个冲突。
For we often think back to the conflict that causes pain.
明明知道那个是痛苦的，但是还是要回头去看。
And even though it's a painful memory, but we still look back and dwell upon it.
你觉得不是这样子吗？
Don't you think this is how we operate?
我们来看创世纪四十一章。
Turn to Genesis 40:41.
创世纪四十一章。
Genesis 41.
四十一章五十一节。
Verse 51.
五十一节，约瑟给长子起名叫马拉西，就是使之忘了的意思，因为他说：“神使我忘了一切的困苦和我父的全家。”
Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh and said, "It is because God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household."
约瑟知道说，如果还活在过去的冲突里头，那就是永远的痛。
Joseph understood that if he lived in the past conflict, then he will be hurt forever.
所以他知道说不要回头去看过去的冲突。
And he was wise enough not to look back and focus on the past conflict.
一个很有智慧的想法，但是却是一个很愚昧的做法。
It is a very wise thinking, but we behave in a foolish way.
为什么？他把儿子起名叫马拉西。
Why did he name his son Manasseh?
意思就是说要忘了一切的愁苦 和过去的冲突。
The name means to forget all my trouble and all my father's household.
你想约瑟每一次叫马拉西的时候，他想到什么？
But imagine every time he calls his son Manasseh, what was going through his brain?
只是再一次的想到说哥哥们跟他的冲突。
It only brought to mind the conflict between him and his brothers.
在冲突之后，我们总是知道要互相的原谅。
We know after a conflict, we need to forgive each other.
所以在冲突之后，原谅总是很快的就发生。
So after a conflict, forgiveness will soon take place.
但是我们却又常常回头去看那个冲突的事情。
But yet we continue to focus on that conflict itself.
所以我们总是常常又落入了那个痛苦的危险里头。
And we do that, we cycle back to a pain that will continue to cause us pain.
我们请看马太福音十九章。
Turn to Matthew 19.
马太福音十九章二十六节。
Matthew 19:26。
那仆人就俯伏拜他说：“主啊，宽容我，我将来都要还清。”二十六节，十九章二十六，十八章，十八章二十六节。
Chapter 18:26。The servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything."
这个仆人欠主人呐。很多的钱。
A servant owed a large sum of money to their master.
这个主人要跟他算清楚。
And the master wanted to settle account with him.
所以他没有办法还他没有能力还。
But this servant was incapable of paying off the debt.
所以他求主人能够宽容他，他将来都要还清。
And he begged the master to be patient with him so that he could pay back everything in the future.
这冲突所带来的伤害常常就是那个价钱是那么的高。
The pain from the conflict often is a very high price.
是 没有办法去还清楚的。
It is something that cannot be paid off.
27节。
Verse 27.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go.
这个主人释放了他。
This master set him free.
免了他的债。
And freed him from his debt.
赦免他。
He basically forgave this servant.
那所以啊，这样看来啊，赦免等于释放。
So from here we see that when we forgive, it's as though we are setting ourselves free.
赦免不是忘记。
But forgiveness does not equal to forgetting.
因为人的头脑不可能忘记。
Because it's impossible for us to forget.
除非到很大很大的年纪啊，你的头脑真的坏掉了。
Unless we have become very aged and there's something wrong with our brain.
其实有很多人年纪很大，头脑都很清楚。
But in fact, a lot of elderly, even though they're so old, but their brain is still very clear.
所以释放等于赦免。
Therefore, to forgive equals to set free.
当我们说赦免就是释放。
When we say forgive, it means to set a person free.
35节。
Verse 35.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样，也要这样待你们的。
This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
所以我们把这个27节跟35节连在一起看，就真的提醒我们，这个赦免等于释放。
When we look at verse 27 and 35 together, this brings to an understanding that to forgive is to set free.
我们释放人，主耶稣也要释放我们。
When we set another person free, likewise the Lord Jesus will set us free.
所以神不是忘记，神是释放我们。
And God does not forget, but he forgives us.
人都不会忘记了，更何况是神。
And since human beings do not forget, even more so, God will not forget.
那这样子，我们也才能够努力于现在。
And in this way, can we continue to strive for the present?
这样子，我们才能够真的能够去拥有一个美好的将来。
And only then can we strive for a better future.
美好的将来远胜过美好的过去。
A better future is far better than a better past.
所以美好的将来更是远远的胜过不好的过去。
And so a better future far surpasses an awful past.
我们的过去有失败，我们的过去当然也有成功。
In our past, there is failure, there is success.
所以不要往后看很多的时候我们也不要去看过去的成功胜利。
And so we should not look back and dwell upon our failures or successes.
尤其在信仰的这一条道路上
，especially when we are walking in this walk of faith，
我们的路还没有走完呢。我们有时候会觉得说，我们已经得到了。
And when we have not finished our journey, and yet we have the false impression we have already arrived the place，
因为我们回头看我们的成功，我们的胜利。
Because as we look back upon our successes and our victories，
请看腓立比书第三章
，Philippians chapter 3。
腓立比书三章十三节。
Philippians 3:13。
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
十四，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
14. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
我们可以看到，其实我们看到保罗的这个从归主以后他每一个阶段都是很成功的。
After Paul became a believer in Christ, we can see that each one of the stages that he took became very successful.
但是保罗他却提醒自己。
And yet Paul reminded himself.
还没有走到 最后一步，这个他说，我不以为自己是已经得着了。
Before he has taken his final step toward the destination, he still considered himself not to have taken hold of the goal.
只要神让我活着一天，我就要忘记背后努力面前的。
As long as God allows him to live for one day, he will forget what is behind.
这个保罗一直到他知道他要信道了。
And Paul understood that he has to hold his faith toward the end.
当他知道了，他才敢说那个公义的冠冕为我存留。
Only when he's very certain would he say the crown of righteousness is reserved for him.
他知道，如果只是去看过去的成功，他会以为自己已经得着了。
He understood that if he only reminisced about his past successes, he would be under the false impression that he has already attained.
所以呢，他就不会继续往前进。
And if that's the thinking, he will no longer strain forward.
信仰的这一条道路没有前进，就是等于后退。
In the journey of faith, as when we don't make progress forward, we are falling behind.
我们过去可能是非常虔心的在侍奉神。
In the past, maybe we served God very zealously with a full heart.
我们过去可能多多的在带领人来到教会。
In the past, maybe we try work very hard to bring people to God.
我们过去可能也曾经被教会、被神啊来用我们。
In the past, maybe the church or God has used us heavily.
我们都很努力，所以我们这一条信仰的道路，我们都有一个很值得一提的过去。
And we all work very hard, so on our journey of faith, there are times we can brag about our achievements.
但是我们更重要的要看到说，那我今天如何呢？
But the more important question to ask is, how are we today?
我的现这个信仰生活，我的现在是不是比过去还要长进？
Is my current faith better than my past? Has it improved in any way?
所以不要看过去的那些成功或者胜利。
Therefore, let us not reminisce about our past successes or failures.
我们要像希伯来书的作者所告诉我们的，我们要往上面看。
But we have to do what the book of Hebrew author tells us, that we have to look toward the heaven.
我们要不断的来仰望主耶稣。
And we should never cease from looking upon Lord Jesus.
有很多的空间让我们能够去长进。
There is much room for improvement.
我们需要从主耶稣那里来得着帮助，得着力量。
We need to obtain help and strength from Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要从主耶稣那里继续不断的来领受信心。
We need to continue to receive faith from Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要继续不断的被圣灵来充满，被爱来浇灌。
We should never stop receiving the outpouring of Holy Spirit and love.
不要往后看，我们要不断的仰望主耶稣。
We should never look back, but strain forward and look upon Jesus Christ.
我们看看我们周遭那些需要的人。
Let's look upon the people around us who are needy.
主耶稣说，这个有许多的庄稼等待着收割。
Lord Jesus Christ said that there are many crops waiting to be harvested.
有很多的好事情等待我们去做，等待我们去完成。
There are many good deeds waiting for us to accomplish.
我们最后请看以弗所书第三章。
Lastly, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章二十节。
Ephesians 3 verse 20.
神能照着应行在我们心中的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
08年就要结快要结束了。
2008 is about to close.
让我们往前面来看。
Let's look forward.
让我们看着要来的2009年。
Let's look upon the coming 2009.
最好的正要来到。
The best is yet to come.
更好的就要来到。
The best is about to come.
求主耶稣 能够继续的带领祝福我们。
So we ask the Lord Jesus to continue to guide us.
让我们真的能够来体会到这个二十节所描述的。
In this way, we can truly experience described in verse 20.
照着他伟大的能力让我们能够得到的是超过我们所求所想的。
To him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
一起唱诗308首。
Sing hymn 308.